Good morning.
Good morning.
Family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah. We got that part all down pat. The rest of it we'll get to work on. For those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and join us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is Psalm 15, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And I believe this is just about the shortest reading I've ever done, but we'll get there. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue or do evil to their friends or take up a reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at an interest rate, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Be to God. And friends, it's a very tough day for me, but my wife, Elaine, is hospitalized now at Northeast Baptist Hospital. She's been there since Tuesday afternoon, and about noonish, everything turned south. I don't understand it. I can't possibly understand it, but we have the best possible medical people there taking care for her. And her sister, her son, his wife, and I were all there, and we were told to get out of the way. And here's the waiting room right over there. You join us there. And then came in and said, go home and pray. And I thank you all for the prayers that I know are already going on, and I would ask anyone else to please join this prayer team for Elaine, and we'll see how it all turns out. But I do believe the Lord Jesus is the great physician of us all, and he's in control, and we ask that he do what is his will and accept what he does. In his holy name I pray. Amen.
Please bow with me in prayer. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we gather here today and we open our hearts and our minds so that we become the seekers, those that are eager, thirsting for your word and your truth. So many times we take your blessings, your bounty for granted. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us for that, so that we may joyfully acknowledge all that you give to us. Lord, we recognize needs, and before we can even voice them, you know those needs. And we ask, Lord, that you add special blessings and healing to those that need it, not only for Elaine, and give comfort to her family that suffer along with her. We ask also that as Pastor Ted is out trying to help his wife, stranded with car issues, that you be with them. So many times we know that there are stumbling blocks in our path, and we ask, Lord, that you give us the strength to overcome them. As we go through this service, Lord, help us to recognize your word and take heed. In Christ's name, amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Open your eyes. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Congregation, please be seated.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today, we have only one birthday, and that's Marty Fowler on February 1st. So let us sing happy birthday to him on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Does anybody else have any announcements to make? Thanks. Thank you.
Good morning, church family. Forgive us when we create barriers rather than tear them down. Jesus has made us members of the household of God, and he holds us together through his power and spirit. Maybe it is because we like the things we do that the way they are always done that creates barriers and excludes strangers, preventing them from ever having the opportunity to experience the reconciling power of Jesus in their lives. Thanks be to God.
As we prepare to return but a small portion of the bounty that God has given to us, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come together at this time and we ask so many things of you. But now is the time that we remember that all comes from your bounteous hand. We ask, Lord, that as we return but a small portion of what you've given to us, that you take our tithes and our offerings, multiply them so that they may be used to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Ted was talking about an old hymn that he remembered, Bright in the Corner Where You Are. Just happened to have music for that.
Do not wait until some bitter greatness you may do.
From Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 18. Jew and Gentile reconciled through Christ. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Forgive us when we fail to take risks for the gospel's sake. We remember with gratitude how people shared their faith with us so that we are no longer strangers and aliens. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to bind us together in love and peace, building us up as a witnessing, welcoming and forgiving community of grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, we ask that you open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that by the power of your Spirit, you give us a mighty message today, that something that will burn within us so that we may tell that to the world. And we ask, Lord, that you use each of us as your instrument at this time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the modern affirmation, which can be found on page 885 in your hymnal. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, whose will is to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit, his divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in the time of need. We believe that this faith should be manifested in the service of love, is set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Pastor Ted is out on a mission of mercy, trying to rescue his wife stranded with car trouble. And, more than 20 years ago, I was told that I should be a lay speaker. And at that time, I had no idea what a lay speaker was. But I looked it up, and I went through training. And part of the training was on preaching. And I was told at that time that as a lay speaker, always have a sermon in your hip pocket. You may need it. Which, of course, is entirely true. And happened a couple of times with Pastor George. It's great getting a phone call at 6:30 on a Sunday morning saying, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be there today. That was one. Then it was about 8:15 the next time. And this morning, it was about 10:20 when Pastor Ted left. But sermon title that he had today was Breaking Down Barriers. And I would like to say a brief prayer. Father, we ask that you open our hearts and minds so that we may listen. But further, Lord, I ask that all that I say may be your words. Make my words yours. Use me as your instrument at this time so that your message may clearly come through. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, once upon a time, I knew that God needed me to do something, but I had no idea what it was. And so at one point, I was actually serving on a Kairos team, and I was on the outside team, and we had someone in our chapel at all time praying. And when it was my turn, I went in. I prayed for all that was going on that weekend. And at the end, I added my own petition. Lord, show me the direction you want me to go. And for some reason, that was one of the times when I actually did turn it over to God. I did not say amen and take 90% of it back with me. And that's difficult for all of us to do. But once I did that, I just happened to pick up the Bible that we had, and I let it fall open. And what I read was from Matthew chapter 28, and it's generally called the Great Commission. And I read now from Matthew chapter 28, starting with verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, I couldn't ask for a more direct message than that. Go. Go is an action word. But Jesus always went a step further. He never, ever just kind of let things be. And he said, go into all nations. Wait a minute, there was a whole bunch of Gentiles out there that were not God's chosen. And he had already talked to the hated Samaritans. So, wait a minute. He wants us to go out to everybody? Well, there are people out there that are not like us. Go. Jesus had a way of crossing a lot of lines. He crossed all the lines of the religious leaders. He crossed cultural lines. He actually talked to women. He talked to people of other nations, giving them the word of God and explaining salvation is for all. Go. Doesn't matter where it is. You know, part of this, Pastor Ted a few weeks ago talked about the Good Samaritan. You know, who, Lord, is my neighbor? Who isn't? Jesus preached love and forgiveness. You know, those are hard concepts. Now, easy words to say, love and forgive. But it is hard to forgive when you know that you have been wronged. And sometimes forgiveness does not mean forgetting. Sometimes there are acts that we have to forgive. The terrible attack on the World Trade Center on September 11th. That's something that we will always remember. There's a memorial. But God commands us to forgive those that so heinously attacked us. Is that easy? No. But the hurt, the anger, all that does is hold you back. You can't, in good conscience, go. If you're eaten up with all of that anger. Love is another concept that is hard. I know people that go out of their way to make themselves unlovable. But one of the phrases that I heard somewhere along the line that gets me through that is, I'll love the sinner, but hate the sin. So, pretty good advice, I think. It's difficult. Now, at one point, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. And that's telling you that the road is not easy. But later he says, take on my yoke. My burden is light. Kind of contradictory statements. But if you allow yourself to be bogged down with the burdens, then you can't in good conscience go. If you go by what you've been taught most of your life, that there are certain people that are different. Why, they're not like us. Sometimes they don't speak the same language. Jesus did not say to go to people that are familiar, to people that you know, to people you like. He said, go to all nations. And, you know, I find that as Christians, we do a pretty good job at times of welcoming the people that come to us. But when we leave this place, we have a message on our hearts. But do we take that message with us? Do you take time to express your faith? I am heartened when I go to a restaurant and I see tables that stop to say grace before meals, in a public place even. That when I leave a checkout line somewhere and the cashier, instead of saying, have a good day, takes the time to say, God bless you. Little things, little expressions, but they can mean so much to people. Go, and there's another part of it. Make disciples. And part of making disciples is not just welcoming those that are different and welcoming those that are like us, but to make disciples means to teach, to help people to understand who Jesus Christ is and what he did for each of us. So, as we go through our lives, don't be bogged down by the burdens that you carry. Give them to God. Turn them loose. Break down those barriers. Go. Go and make disciples of all the nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our hymn of invitation? Since Jesus came into my heart.
Let's continue to keep all of our first responders, our military, men and women in blue, in our thoughts and prayers, all of the Americans that are stationed abroad, walking abroad, working abroad, in our thoughts and prayers. Continue to lift up in our prayers our Haida sister Imogard Metz, Michelle Peck's mother, Barbara, Virginia Molinoff and her family, granddaughter Reagan, prayers for Rose Garcia's brother, Gilbert. He's been in the hospital, so keep the Garcia and Fuentes families in your thoughts and prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of support for Tessie and Ted, for Bonnie Chambers' family, for Alice Tyler, Homer Vargas, Janice Walker, and James Murphy, for Donna Walker, and we got to celebrate her birthday yesterday morning, so happy birthday again, Donna, for Keith Souter. Lift up Sandy Bundick and all of her family in your hearts and prayers. Lance Shaw. And Linda McMillan earlier said that Jim has improved. So thanks be to God for that. But continue to keep Jim and Linda in your hearts. So, Lord, hear our prayers. As y'all heard earlier, when Gene mentioned Elaine, continue to keep the Bixler family in your thoughts and prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. Kathy Bedell, Vicki Ballman, and Laura's asking prayers for her mom, Esther. So, Lord, hear our prayers for Esther Berryman and the Dixon family. Also, for Don and Chin Dennis, and Don got some good news, a joy. He got some good news on lab results on his kidney, but he's going to have some CT scan on his bladder next month, so let's keep the Dennis family in our thoughts and prayers, but thanks be to God on one test result that was good. Hallelujah. We continue to pray and thank God, praise God, thank everyone that goes out and does God's will and serves your community. And number one and most importantly, be kind, and it doesn't take any effort to say thank you and to be kind to someone. God is good. God is good. Baby Theo is home with his family. Amen to the power of prayer. Devin and John. Mike and Rose Solis, celebration of their 50th anniversary this coming Thursday. So, happy anniversary. A golden anniversary. Hallelujah. And this is from Bob and Clem. So, what a joy and a praise.
Got the word and came forward, and that was a beautiful spur-of-the-moment sermon. You know, it happened to me once upon a time, but only once. In 30 years, I've never had a 5-minute notice, but it's okay. And our pastor would normally be here ahead of me and say a closing prayer. And now, Almighty God, be with us each and every one this day and forever. Each of us has our own unique needs, Lord, and we ask everyone that we pray for one another and lift up all of our challenges to you, dear Lord. And we know that you will bring back to us a solution to every problem we give to you. And we thank you for that, dear Lord. And we ask that you bring us all together again next week when we pray that Pastor Ted will be here leading his congregation in prayer and service. And Lord, we thank you that everything is going well today. And guess who just walked in? Prayers sometimes get answered quickly. Pastor Ted is here among us, so we can query him on the way out the door, I'm sure. But Heavenly Father, we pray that all is well there. And we ask, Lord, that you remind us day by day that we are the prayer team of this community. We are the power prayers. And we ask that you be with us in every challenge that we face. It is in your holy name that we ask all of this. And now, would others here please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as we do leave here today, let us remember everyone less fortunate than ourselves. And continue to pray for those who are homebound or hospitalized or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring to us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank the Lord for his mercy and grace today. Amen. Amen. I apologize for not being here, but I had to go get mom and make sure she was okay. She had some tire problems, but she's here and everybody's happy. Amen. Amen. I just have one announcement that I'd like to make before I leave. I got a call from the school librarian at Candlewood, Miss Beth Ballou. Beth Ballou. And she is looking for those who would like to be, how did she put it, read aloud. Read aloud to some of the kids during reading time. You would go to the library and you would get a hold of her. And then you would go in a classroom she would assign you and you would simply read the kids a story. So if there's anyone that's interested in doing that, if you would, please see me and I'll contact her and she'll get you set up for that. That's starting on this Wednesday. This Wednesday, if you have the time, and that's the school that this church supports. So if you can do it, you know, they would greatly appreciate it. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Randy?
Would you stand for our closing hymn? I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.